Buenas tardes. ¿Escucha? En el marco de las acciones de gobierno
I would like to take you through government actions to respond to acts of violence against LGBTI persons and those that have different sexual orientations and gender identities. We have also been engaged in institution building and providing new services for this population. As part of the work conducted by the Presidency of the Republic through the Vice President of the Republic, we now have developed actions for public policy to benefit persons that historically have been marginalized. So we have set up a group to manage the LGBTIQ plus interests and have been updating our national policy, as well as putting in place government action to meet the needs of this part of the population. We have conducted specific actions to develop technical reports covering the needs of LGBTI persons, as well as carrying out different diagnoses of government bodies' actions to provide such a response. In order to update the national LGBT policy, we've been planning 5 regional meetings. 3 have been carried out already, and we have seen involvement of persons who live in places that are remote. We have seen the involvement of many persons, and we've been looking at the intersectionality when considering rights to identity, education, health, etc. We need to consider an assessment of the rights situation, and we have been carrying out a mapped analysis of acts of violence against the LGBT persons. This will go hand in hand with regional meetings covering more than 40% of departments in the country. We've seen the involvement of LGBT persons deprived of liberty and those who live outside the country. We have tried to undertake activities to lessen exclusion, and a prevention mechanism will be put in place to care for victims of discriminatory violence and to make sure that the state is conducting specific actions in this area. We will have technical documents in a specific structure, and we will roll this out in 2024. We've also set up an observatory on discriminatory violence and a hotline, which will allow for better care for victims. It will also help bring about cultural change. We will try and provide training to citizens in general and to public officials, as well as communication to lessen stigma and stereotypes. Thank you.